share what's on your heart today.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone. I'd like to kind of start off with thanking Pastor Phillip. You know, since his presence has been here, he's really transformed our church into something that we couldn't even have began to describe. So thank you so much for these opportunities and this book. This has been such an awakening. And we all go through our awakenings each and every day, but to pull together is such a blessing. If I could take us into prayer, please. Dear Heavenly Father, I just want to thank you for your presence, Lord. I want to thank you for your glorious day and the words that you give us to live that day in, Lord. Thank you for everything that you have given us and the mission that you have called for us to live. Thank you for the gospel that you're willing to allow us to just share with others, Lord. Thank you for the gospel of salvation. And thank you for the satisfaction and the love that you have given us that we can go forth and continue to grow into that mission and to share the word of God. In your name, amen. So we got a couple of key words. My grandmother died late into her 90s, and I have to contribute the reason that she was able to live so long and be so wise in her words was because she played these word search games. And so these word search games are pretty fun, and I thought that it was kind of ironic that a friend of mine at Christmas gave me a whole bunch of them, and he didn't even know the story, and he didn't know about these words that, you know, that word search game. So I'm going to throw out a bunch of keywords for you guys, and I want you guys to kind of word search while I talk. So it'll keep you awake, too. So the keyword would be faith, fight, family, knowing we are chosen, beloved, instruction for life. So I want to start off by the inspiration of my family. And I want to talk about a little bit about miracles, those songs that we're singing, that we sang today about miracles. You know, I've got three wonderful young men now. And with my last son that I had, he was a twin. And I lost that twin. And so Jeremy has always kind of hung on to people, you know, when he comes around, and I think it's a trait of a twin. But when he was 9 months old, I came down with something that I had no earthly idea what was going on. It was Christmas Eve, and we were coming back from Mobile. And I started having paralyzation. My body was paralyzed on my right side, and I couldn't speak. So I went ahead and went on home and went to bed and got up the next day. I couldn't talk and I couldn't walk. And I was, you know, my husband at that time when he was alive was, he was in the medical field. So he rushed me over to the hospital and did all kinds of CAT scans and everything. And that took on for about 3 or 4 months of that transformation of stuttering, speaking, trying to grasp the understanding of what was going on. I was able to regain it slowly but surely, but this wonderful doctor, Dr. Mac Jones, helped me walk through that. I was diagnosed with MS. So as you can see right now, I'm fine. I believe in miracles. I live a miracle, and I continue to live a miracle that we still, you know, have these little things that I have to overcome, and, you know, that is our walk. So back in 2010 was the first time that I spoke to our church family, and it was on a Laity Sunday, and I was speaking about my grandfather, and I was speaking about the integrity that he taught me and how to live life and how to walk life with him. So when I talked about that, was the first time that I had noticed that I had really talked about family in public, family to my church family. So that was encouraging. I talked and shared about the armor of God and how he encouraged me through the armor of God. And I'd like to encourage you guys as well. We all know that in, you know, Ephesians 6, 10 through 18, we talk about being equipped for that fight. That fight that we all have in our life and the things and the transformations that come through that. And I love the songs that was chosen today because it just goes right through that. We talked about how to stand firm in the belt of the belt of truth and the breastplate of righteousness and the feet of peace. You know, that's an armor that we don't sometimes think about. But back then, those were cleats. And so those cleats, he commissioned us out to walk in that with our cleats of peace, the shield of faith, and how to extinguish the flames of the evil, and how to extinguish the things that can come against us to teach us how to recognize his power in us through that fight. We talked about the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit of God. My grandfather was such a strong man. You know, I shared back then, he's 6'10", almost 6'11" when he was alive. So he was a very big man. So within that presence, you know, imagine being a small kid following him in life to watch someone that humble be that tall. He was like a little giant to me. And so it was a great time for him to establish to me family. And when I shared that back in 2010, that family, it defined again a transformation that I had no earthly idea that I would realize again back in 2013, that I would be living that life through Hebrews 11. Faith is the confidence in what we hope for and the assurance of what we don't see. In 2013, our boys were growing up and we were living life and we were working through Merge, and we had created something that God had commissioned on our hearts because they were growing up. My boys were at that time where they were young adults. And so we asked our church family to help support a wonderful opportunity to build a young adult ministry. And our church family stepped in, and we have a budget line for that. And so we get to grow that in our family also through that. In 2013, my husband came down with a very rare disease, and it took his life after 6 months. So, you know, I was reflecting on that yesterday while I was, you know, in the Word of God, and I was thinking about the things, and I decided to look it up, and because we have a wonderful man, William Shank, that has always been right there taking pictures and videoing, and so I pulled it back up, and things do not go away on the internet, people. So I had the pleasure, thank goodness, of being able to reflect on that. When I reflected on that, I realized that key word family came up again. Family. When I came home from the hospital, Clay had passed away at our house. And so we had called in and got to the hospital. When I came home, I knew what plans God had for me as far as peace. I knew what plans God had for me as far as him being next to me, carrying me, and watching over me. I knew the comfortability of that. But I didn't know the family that he was going to have at my house. When I got home, there was so many of you guys at my house. So many of you stopping and hugging and loving me. And loving me all the way through it, to the day that when I stood here, and I was telling Pastor Philip and Brian and Faith that the last time I stood here was when I shared about Clay. And I realized in that video, I realized I was talking about family again. Clay had this huge extended family that he had left. And when I got home, my family was there. The Church of God is family. Our church is a family. And that unwaveringly faith that he gives us also commissions us also to live life as a family. So when we come into these walls, that we should embrace each other. And you, every one of you guys know I'm the biggest hugger there is. And I probably invade some people's privacies. And I'm trying to get better with that. I'm trying to do the side hugs and everything, but unfortunately, I'm a hugger because that's where I feel his spirit in that hug. So when we come into our church home, this is a celebration of being a part of a family that he rallies us together to be, when we do outreaches and we do missions, He brings us into that family. He wants us to grow that family. In 2013, He also created a new family for me. I was working at the public defender's office, and I had been doing that for 15 years, and I loved what I did. He commissioned me into a season of nothing, a quiet time. I felt the calling. I humbly came at His feet many times, continuously, hourly, and just wept. You know, a lot of people say that, Michelle, you're so strong. I'm the biggest wuss. I am not very strong, but with Him I am. And I want to share the calling He had on my life. I decided to just close down working at the public defender's office. And when I did, He then gave me another family. He gave me again, you guys. John Watts came to me and said, "Hey, I know that you've quit your job, and what are you going to do?" And I said, "I don't really know." And he says, "Well, would you like to help a group of us start FCA in this area?" The Fellowship of Christian Athletes has been around for a long, long time, and but there had never been a director here. And so he said, "We need someone to direct and grow the kingdom of God with more intentionality." And I said, "Sure." So for 6 months, we worked really hard at growing and building the funding that it would take to do the Fellowship of Christian Athletes. And guess who was the first family that started it? You guys. Y'all were the first donors. You were the first ones that gave the strength and the capacity for us to be from 12 to 47 huddles through Okaloosa and Walton County. We have FCAs, which stands for the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, but it also stands for EVERY, because that is our logo, EVERY. God's called for us to embrace everyone, to impact and influence everyone, to grow His family, to share the gospel, to be the hands and feet. So that is the blessings to this day that I stand here with, is that He has continuously showed me my family. The celebration of blessings also brings to the spirit of the gospel. I'd like to kind of share real quick on page 24. It says, "If you don't have the proper knowledge of the power of grace, we will be severely hindered in achieving our potential as mature followers of Christ." What that speaks into me is this salvation that He has given us. We need to be satisfied with that. We need to know that. We need to know the passion of that grace. We need to know the passion each day of the mercy. And we need to know the commissioning of what we are called to do. Unwaverly faith means that you step outside of your comfort zone each moment in your life, through the things that you live through, the things to overcome. In 2 Timothy 4, 7 through 8, I'd like to read that, if you don't mind, please. "I have fought the good fight, I have finished the race, and I have kept the faith." God's calling us home soon, as He has called for my husband, and He's called many people in your hearts as well. We have to see the big picture. We have to know that when we're coming home, we will be with Him, and we will know that we fought the good fight. I hope that you found the words faith, fight, family. I hope you heard the word hope, how to overcome, the knowing that we are chosen and beloved. He loves us so much. I hope you heard the instructions of life, to be who we are, because each and every one of us have a unique signature, a unique identity that is called for His commissioning. So I'd like to thank you guys for the opportunity. I want to thank you for being my family. And I want to thank you for all that Pastor Philip has given me in the times that we've done. I've done this book 3 times. And I'll probably do it three more times and three more times, because each time it brings a deeper meaning of grace. Thank you.